Thursday night, Or L'Chav Zion Tammuz. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're actually starting a new Simen. Simen Samach. Simen Samach is talking about, we're in Hilchos Brachos, and we learned the easy stuff like food, and Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. And we're up to Birchos Hariyah, where you thank Hashem. We talked about already Shechiyanu, and now we're talking about wonders of nature and expressing appreciation through a bracha, and that's called Birchos Hariyah. And there's different kinds, and they last different amounts of time. Usually, it's very interesting, like, really, there's a philosophy that we don't talk about. I mean, maybe you do, but maybe we should. Like in Hilchos Brachos, when we learn the dry halachas, seemingly dry halachas, of when you need a new bracha and when you don't need a new bracha, like how long does a bracha last, it's really psychological. Meaning, if you think about what a bracha is, like really Chazal are trying to be magdir how long your gratitude would last. And now you need a new expression of gratitude. Like that, it wore off already. So it sounds a little funny. Oh, you mean if I walk outside, I need another expression of gratitude? And really, yes, Chazal are going deep into the human psyche that if you change, if you start fresh, Shinui Mokom, or here also, like we had, if you see someone once in 30 days, and if you see him once in 12 months, now we're going to be learning about some brachas you're going to make once a year, some once every 30 days, some once every cloudburst. If the sky clears, then you're going to make another bracha for the thunder. If it starts raining again, if the sky cleared in the middle.
Or a rainbow or something like that.
Yeah, so there's different hagdaros of when you would make a new bracha. And the brachas are expressing, acknowledging or expressing appreciation at the wonders of nature. And again, like these halachas, Chazal are trying to figure out, calibrate, like how long they last for. Okay. Haroe Iloni Macho Shemotziyam Perach, they're in bloom. You see the flower. The flower, you don't have to see the ball. Although most of the time I think Simen Samach Aleph, yeah. You don't have to see the ball, although I think I always saw the ball, because by the time you go, the ball has started to form. The ball that's gonna pop up and grow into the fruit. But it's enough really to see the flower. Even before it became a ball, if you see the flower that's going to eventually, I think, fall off, and the bud's going to come out of there, then you make this bracha. Mubarak bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shlochisa v'Olam Uklom, Ubar bo Brios Tovos, Ilonos Tovos, Yomam is waxing poetic. Lehonos behem b'nei Odom. Veinu Mubarak ala Palmachas b'chol Shana, that's not part of the bracha. The bracha ended already. You only make this bracha once a year when it's the season. Even if different fruit trees bloom at different times, different fruit trees bloom at different times, but we only make one bracha. Because we're giving a bracha, the bracha's over this phenomenon. It's not like, let's say, Shechiyanu, so each fruit awakens a new joyfulness.
But you would make a bracha if the bloom has an odor, okay, like Rimnei Psamim,
yeah.
Even though
yeah, it's different, a different bracha.
But you wouldn't have to make this along with it then.
You would. There's two different brachas. You'd make a bracha on the smell, and you'd make a bracha on the phenomena of nature that the trees are in bloom.
Right, but the second time you make for Rimnei Psamim, you're not making this bracha
right,
again.
Right, this bracha you make once a year, even if it's different trees that bloom a week apart. You only make one time a year, you make this bracha. If he delayed, lo yivarech od, he can't make the bracha. So they bring down from the Mishnah Brura that if you didn't see the blossoming, not that you saw, but you didn't make the bracha for whatever reason, but if you didn't see any blossoming, and this is like the first time you're seeing something, you can make it even after the fruit started growing. As it's growing, until it's fully grown, until it's ripe. If you didn't see the budding, if you walk in the street and you saw budding trees and you didn't make the bracha, then it's old. But if you didn't see it, you were in New York. No trees in New York. Right? And you get on a plane.
In Brooklyn.
You went to America for Pesach. You went the day after Purim. You came back with Chodesh Iyar. The trees already are growing fruit. You make the bracha. Only until it's fully developed. Once it's fully developed, you cannot make the bracha anymore. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. The kitzur, you're not going to find that in the kitzur. The kitzur says once you don't make it, you can't do it anymore. Once the buds fall off. Yesh omrim, some say, even if you see the blossoms a second time, you only have one choice. That already, we paskin not like that. Right? Certainly the Mishnah Brura paskin not like that, but well, no, that's not true. The certainly is not true, because his whole point is that you didn't see it, and here you did see it. But still, the Mishnah Brura paskins, you do make the bracha the second time you see the blooms, even if you didn't, even if you saw it already, and you didn't make a bracha, you make a bracha the second or third or fourth time. But you see the blooms.
The Pamachas B'Shana, the calendar I did.
It's
the season.
But if there are, the Gemara talks about trees that bloom twice a year, you wouldn't.
Express.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what day I get.
Yeah. And if you move to Australia, you might have to wait a year and a half. Okay. Al Hazikim, that is a meteor. Vukochav Ayarek Echeis Lorech Hashemoyim, a shooting star. Okay, that's one thing. That's called Zikim. That's like a comet, which has like a tail of light at the end of it. Like a tail.
What's the first one? You think it's a meteor?
The first one they say is a meteor. It's a shooting star is the way it's always translated. They don't have a tail? The whole thing is a ball. An earthquake, if the teeth stop chattering. That's like a hurricane or a tornado, in case you know the difference. Lightning. This is considered primal stuff, you see. You're seeing primal stuff. You're seeing primal stuff. That's all, like, Maisa Bracious. These are things that were there at the beginning. Beinu Mubarak al Azikim, Kim Pamachas Belaila once a night. Avo Bishara, Ot Kochav Acher Rots. But a Kochav Sheish Lo Zonov. You have to wait 30 days. What?
Describe the difference between the two now. You want to describe the difference between the two? So
why the din is different?
What's the difference? Once again, what is.
I don't know. Ask a scientist. One's called a shooting star. Like you see a star.
Right. So that you can call it every night.
That you could do every night, just not the same night.
That's a shooting star. That's a light just running across the sky.
Yeah.
And the other one is what?
The other one is like a rock, and has it's not a light.
To Earth.
It just it has a tail of light. I don't know what causes that tail of light. I don't know. Maybe it's reflection of something. What?
It's the heat exchange.
The heat. It has a tail. That's called a comet.
You can't see that every day.
I think one is a ball of light. flying across, and one's mamish a tail.
Like Haley's comet.
It's like a net, and it keeps following this ball all along the sky. It's like a ball.
How long do you have? Ball? Which is like a ball.
Kryptonite was like...
Yeah.
Kryptonite...
You see a shooting star, you see a comet.
You mean after you see it?
A shooting star, you just see a light one.
I think right away. Talk a day deeper. Go to Google tonight. I'll go to Google and maybe I'll get some pictures from Google.
Shooting star basically just looks like a dot of light going across the skies. A comet actually looks like a tail.
Unless you change your location.
Yeah, you don't really see it. I know Halley's Comet.
Star Trek.
The only one I know about is Halley's Comet.
Every 28 years?
Take 2 minutes.
What takes 2 minutes?
Just type in comet.
And he doesn't want to...
And they're all explained. You get Wikipedia and look at the whole thing.
Yeah. It might be wrong, but you'll get... It's usually right.
But this one is not so controversial. Trying to make up with a comet.
Balaram, if you hear thunder, im shema'ol achash over haborok. In other words, you saw lightning and then thunder. Mevorech borech ato Hashem. Oh, no. No,
lightning.
No. Lightning always comes first. Because really the thunder is caused by the lightning. Just don't tell anybody. The lightning broke like the sound barrier.
That's why the lightning comes first. That's why you can see the lightning and you say...
If it's after the lightning...
It's going to be a really big thunder in about a second.
Right. If it's after the lightning, you say Shekocha Grosso Maliolam, but if you heard them together, then you only make my Oysomasa Gracious. In other words, if you see lightning and hear thunder, you make one bracha, Oysomasa Gracious. No, I think that might be a bracha Shena Tzvicha. You hear them together. If for whatever reason you didn't make the Osama Sabratius, or you made it already because you didn't think you would hear thunder, you didn't thought it was far away maybe, then you hear thunder, you make on thunder you make Kochuk Vrosom Aliolam, on lightning you make Osama Sabratius. When they come together, you make only Osama Sabratius. B'chein and Berech ala Borek Osama Sabratius, yeah. You don't even make a bracha at all.
Wow.
This is like in the Gemara, if you tear Kriya, then the person dies. You don't have to tear Kriya again. If you thought the person died, and you taught Kriya, and then the person died, you don't have to tear again.
What about a second person?
Okay.
That's more like this.
Okay, but my point is that even Toch the Deba works afterwards too. And the circle of Arachal of Kinifta Babrocha Shalabark, a Mavok and Barak Alaram El Toch the Deba. I would assume it's the same with the comet and the meteor, only Toch the Deba of seeing it. Which is very quick. You know, you only have like 3 seconds.
It's only once, so it's also one time, like a
shooting. What? No, we're going to learn that in the coming season. Once a thunderstorm. I will amhitsa shuvla yavarach. So you have to make the bracha toch kedei dibur. And this is the chiddush again. If you made oisam asam gracious, and then you heard the thunder toch kedei dibur, you do not make a bracha. Okay. What?